FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news. Jacob Zuma has lost his bid to have the lead prosecutor in his corruption case removed. The Pietermaritzburg High Court has dismissed the former president's application for leave to appeal an earlier ruling. Zuma previously filed an application arguing that having advocate Billy Downer on the case would prejudice him and deny his right to a fair trial, but that request was dismissed last year. The same judge ruled against the application this morning, saying he doesn't believe that any court will rule differently in the matter. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting his visit to South Africa short after a Russian strike killed at least 9 people in Kyiv. He says he'll leave immediately after his meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa at the Union Buildings. The two are expected to go into a closed session shortly to discuss cooperation on trade, agriculture and education. They'll also explore ways of bringing a peaceful resolution to Russia's war in Ukraine. The attacks in Kyiv threw yet more doubt on already fraught US efforts to push Russia and Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire. It came hours after US President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky for refusing to accept Moscow's occupation of Crimea as a condition for peace. Speaking yesterday, here's Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Why did that take me by surprise? Because less than one...
We apologise for the technical error. In other news, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says government will crack down on livestock farmers who ignore regulations aimed at stopping the spread of foot and mouth disease. Epidemiological investigations have traced the source of recent infections to a livestock auction held in February in northern KZN. Positive cases have also been confirmed in Newcastle and Bergville. Speaking at a media briefing during the G20 Agriculture Working Group in Durban, Steenhuisen warned that the outbreak poses a significant threat to the agricultural sector.
It prevents us from being able to export to important markets for us, like the European Union, and our neighbouring countries, Botswana and Namibia, are benefiting massively from being able to export beef products to the European Union. We need to get on top of foot and mouth. And that's why one of the 7 new priorities of the standalone Department of Agriculture is biosecurity and making biosecurity everybody's responsibility.
Your top story this hour, Jacob Zuma has lost his bid to have the lead prosecutor in his corruption case removed. You can find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.